This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, and we are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world on the radio and via the web stream. Thank you for your service to America, and thank you for keeping us free and safe. Plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for your service to America. To all those people who work on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those mechanics, too, keeping America rolling. Thanks for what you're doing. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com website. Take advantage of all the different items we have over there for you to opine and participate in. Now, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to continue the discussion about the New Zealand shooter. Now, we know he was in his 20s. We know that he had an agenda. We know that he's got this 74-page
manifesto
that he put out, and we know he also did a live Facebook video, which is floating around somewhere, but I'm not going to go out of my way to find it or play it, and I'm certainly not going to go out of my way to put the manifesto up there. But the New Zealand, first of all, Denise, is just a really nice country. I was there once in transit. It's beautiful. I remember some of the absolute spectacular scenes with the water and the mountains that they have there and the jungles, and things were just so nice and the people were so friendly. And how this could happen in a nice place like New Zealand? This guy apparently scouted this out for what, 2 years before he decided to do this there?
Well, he was going to do something for 2 years, not necessarily that, you know, in New Zealand or those two mosques, but he was, you know, he had planted, you know, the plot, or was been working on the plot or a plot similar to this for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So we now have, as we mentioned, him, three people were arrested, one's been let go, and two more that are still under arrest. Is that correct?
Well, there's three in total, he being one.
Okay. But they're still under arrest, and he was going, he was having, what, his hearing, or what was he doing today?
Yeah. Today. I guess you go in very much like what we do here, and you get arraigned, and then they determine whether they remand you to prison or let you go on bond or any of that kind of thing.
All right, so we'll have to wait.
We don't know what necessarily is going on at this moment.
No, there's nothing coming over the wires about it either, because I'm watching it right now. All right, well, let's move on to something else, and that is the president's veto yesterday of his state of the emergency that he had declared along the border. Now, just exactly where do you think this is going to go from there?
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing. I mean, when a president declares a national emergency, he has to give a report to Congress on all of the issues that go inside the national emergency. It doesn't just stand on its own face. He has to provide them a full report so they can monitor this, if they have to allocate funds, if they have to do, you know, all these kinds of things. And national emergencies can deal with how it affects domestic operations, it has military pay, public health, you know, all these other kinds of things. So a couple days ago, I believed, and I actually sent him a tweet about this, because I think he left out one significant piece in his national emergency declaration, and that was a public health issue. And, you know, we require people that come to the United States for travel or for pleasure from outside the country, in their visa process, they have to prove that they have had certain vaccinations or they've been immunized. On
correct.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
when you come across the border illegally, you don't have that proof, and we don't know. And if they can't prove it, then I'll be automatically deported because we can't take that risk. So it's a public health threat. So he didn't include that component in his national emergency. So I think he needs to amend it for that reason.
Well, people don't realize, very few Americans don't realize that they're currently living under some 30 states of national emergency that were declared as long ago as 40 years, including Jimmy Carter, who declared one during the Iranian hostage crisis 40 years ago, that still stands to this day. And when it comes to states of emergency, you are right about the way it goes about. But the primary effect of a national emergency is to shift power from Congress to the president.
Under a particular condition, not all powers, but, the power of what is defined in the president's national emergency declaration.
Right, and it's a double-edged sword because it doesn't give, and again, this is what the argument was, the constitutionality of moving the monies around that he was moving, which is why some of these senators said that they had concerns and they voted against this.
Well, and that's true because they do have the power of the purse. However, the president can waive certain statutory restrictions, and I think that therein lies where the questions come in.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We'll wrap up our discussion about a state of emergency, what's going on, and where this may go next. And then I got something to tell you about the military. Deploy or get out. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Larry Elder. And by the way, what do 285,000 responsibly earned Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys and a lot of free training, too. Now, if you want to find out more, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's there. Get an opportunity to win the free gun a day giveaway. And while you're there, consider becoming a member of the USCCA, because if you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff for becoming a member. So there you go. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo link. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. And we're going to finish our discussion about the state of emergency. Now, you, during the break, we were talking about something, and you actually found a provision in the law, the actual statute. So go ahead and tell us what you found.
Well, it's fascinating, the peace parts, but under the international relations component, 19 USC section 1318, item B, it says the president can order the secretary of the treasury where he may eliminate, he or she may eliminate, consolidate, or relocate any office or port of entry of the Customs Service. They can modify the hours, alter the services rendered at any location, or reduce the number of employees at any location, or take any other action that may be necessary to respond directly to a national emergency or specific threat. And the threat in this condition would be the threat to human life or national interests.
Wow. So looking at it literally, we do have a threat because of what you said, the diseases that weren't mentioned. And, oh, by
correct.
The way, I do have the other sidebar story to this where we have 2,700 people in quarantine with diseases
correct.
That we haven't seen in a while.
Correct.
So we do have a health emergency along the border because, God
well,
forbid.
And Secretary Nielsen said something that, you know, it is taxing the system so badly, the entire Border Patrol infrastructure system so badly that it's breaking. And if we, they're estimating, and they would have to do this, they would estimate how many are going to continue to come. So they would estimate up to almost 1 million in this calendar year. We can't handle that. We can't handle that processing, and then once they're here, we don't have any place to put them. So it's breaking the system. So that is part of our infrastructure that it is a threat to.
Now, the other thing that these senators said when they voted against the president's state of emergency, they cited concerns with plans to divert billions of dollars from the Pentagon budget to build the southern border wall or barrier, a plan that critics said would harm military readiness.
Well, that's not accurate because he was taking the money not out of readiness by any – he's taking them out of, or looking at two accounts. I shouldn't be going ahead and taking it, but he's looking at two accounts. One is the drug interdiction account, which mostly comes from Southern Command.
Right.
And the other is the military construction. And that one's the one I do have a little bit of a problem with because we're just going through this scandal where we have got active military that are – sitting in housing on military bases where the housing itself is completely unsafe. There was
correct.
A hearing, and they had all the top uniformed personnel,
mm-hmm.
and they were embarrassed. so they were going to get on it immediately and begin, you know, fixing the mold and the leaks and the
mm-hmm.
rats and the, you know, all the bugs and all the other kinds of things.
Well, we had the Secretary of the Air Force right here in our backyard for MacDill Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Doing an eyes-on inspection of what was going on to see what the problem was. And, yeah, there were some problems here.
Well, and MacDill was listed as one of the bases. That was in
that's right. That's right. Now,
not all of it, but
mm-hmm.
one of
them. Right. So we'll see what happens because right now the president vetoed the legislation, so I guess we're still on track for him to go build his barrier.
Well, they're going to sue him for this.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll see what happens. Now, about 21,000 troops so far have been booted out of the military under the deploy or get out policy. Now, this policy began last summer. The acting defense secretary, Patrick Shanahan, is supporting it. It looks like as if we're going to have more that are going to be let go because the regular military, not the Coast Guard now, they're exempt from this because they have a different mission. But the regular military, if you get your orders to go overseas, you have to go. And if you don't go, then you will not be in the service unless you're
correct.
Physically disabled or something like that. Then it keeps you from going.
Correct.
So I don't know where we're going to go with all of this, but more openings in the military, I guess, right?
Well, not really. I don't know that it's become an issue of some significance. I mean, it might be an intermittent issue with one person here or two people over there, but they're just reiterating that condition. So it's like, be careful, because you may get expelled.
Well, here's what the Army's up to. And I take this with a grain of salt, but I'm just going to read what it says. After a Herculean effort to get the active duty force up to 476,000 in 2017, the Army hit a stall in 2018.
Correct.
Tasked to grow by another 7,500 troops, the service ended up breaking even. Their goal is to go to 500,000 members of the Army. And they're not close to that yet.
They're not close to that. So they've come up with all kinds of other creative things to do in order to recruit and other channels in where to recruit and get out their message. we always seem to do well in the same state, and that would be essentially your southern state.
Mm-hmm.
But your East Coast states and your West Coast states, they can't recruit anybody. I mean, you can't get anybody out of California. You can't get anybody out of New York. You can't, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they're tired of just beating the drums of getting people out of, you know, Georgia or South Carolina or Texas and, you know, Tennessee and Kentucky, which apparently is where, you know, we have more patriotism than we do in all these left-wing states. The left-wing states, we can't recruit. So they're coming up with some creative, clever ways to see what they can do in those states.
Now, the asylum provision that we have that these illegals are using to come in and they go, I want asylum. Where did that originate?
Well, therein lies a good question. We have a couple of organizations. One's based out of Chicago that has been giving advice to these people in these certain countries. But I would argue that it's actually been going on longer than this because of the encouragement by the Hillary Clinton State Department.
Mm-hmm.
And the respective websites for the ambassadors in, you know, whatever countries that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
The text there was virtually telling people how to come to the United States. This is what we'll do to help you to come to the United States. These are the steps that you take. This is what, I mean, like, really encouraging them.
Mm-hmm.
and telling them you can claim refugee status or asylum status and blah, 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 blah. And under Kerry, that didn't change. I think, you know, those have changed now, certainly under Pompeo.
Didn't we have State Department people who were actually dispatched to Central and South America to help speed the process along?
Well, I mean, we do have that in order to help the volumes of people that were going into our diplomatic, you know, locations in whatever countries, Colombia, Nicaragua, you know, Venezuela, Brazil, China, you know, all the places Somalia, Tunisia, Egypt.
Well, I should also mention, not to be left out of the mix, we've also had some 4,500 illegals, about which half are Mexicans trying to get into the country from Canada.
Yeah.
So they're finding their way to Canada, trying to get in that way, too. My goodness. All right, well, here comes the music. We will talk to you on Monday morning, so you have yourself a good weekend, and stay low.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com, go there. Check out all the great stuff that she has to offer. And we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we come back with our first military and veterans news segment. A lot of interesting stories there tonight. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump's first veto is to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding.
Congress's vote to deny the crisis on the southern border is a vote against reality. It's against reality. It is a tremendous national emergency. It is a tremendous crisis.
A dozen Republicans joined with Senate Democrats Thursday to back the joint resolution. New Zealand continues to mourn the deaths of 49 people and the injuries of dozens more after a gunman stormed two mosques in a terrorist attack. The Prime Minister says the shooter had a gun license. He used five guns, including two semi-automatic weapons and two shotguns.
Rooted as a tree,
rooted as a tree.
We are here, standing strong.
Millions of students from around the world took a day off from school to strike in an effort to raise awareness for the need to combat climate change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, listen up, guys and gals. If you're in a dead-end job and if you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion, I want you to pay attention to what National Aviation is about to tell you.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, those of you in the military, those of you coming out of the military, maybe you're retiring or you're just giving up on your hitch and looking to try your luck in the civilian sector, you've all got skills, you've all been trained. Those of you getting out of high school, or maybe you're getting out of old tech school, or maybe you're just spinning your wheels at a job that's not really getting you what you want, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Schedule a tour at one of their two locations. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. The other's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, ladies and gentlemen, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. And you heard me right. For growth as a much-sought-after aviation maintenance tech. Now, aviation maintenance techs start out at $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year or more in your very first year, depending on what company you land with. And by the way, if you wind up going overseas with a military contractor or a company that has facilities overseas and you want to go overseas, you could very easily get a six-figure salary, very easily, in your first year. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call. Schedule your tour at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That number is 800-659-2080. Again, 800-659-2080. NAA.edu, National Aviation Academy, and always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you, and you'll get the white gloves treatment there, too. Now, asked by Senator Dan Sullivan, who's a Republican in Alaska, about whether or not a plan first reported as under consideration by Bloomberg would risk driving our allies away from us, the acting defense secretary, Patrick Shanahan, said that the reporting was erroneous. And what they're talking about is charging our allies to house U.S. troops plus a 50% surcharge. And it isn't going to happen that way. Reports were coming out that it was going to happen that way. Now, also, the Navy has a project birthed in the Pentagon Strategic Capabilities Office, getting some serious consideration by the U.S. Navy, which could yield the world's first large-scale armed unmanned warship. You heard me right. An armed unmanned full-size warship floating around the world. Also, a U.S. Navy flagship, the USS Blue Ridge, sailed through the South China Sea with its commander renewing an American vow to sail, fly, and operate wherever the law allows us to, amid China's objection to U.S. military presence in the disputed seas, arrived in Manila Bay for a little R&R. Now, the reports are that the USS Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier is going to be decommissioned. But the Pentagon's plan to cut costs by decommissioning the carrier hit another powerful roadblock when the Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Jim Inhofe said that he's not convinced, and he said, hold it a minute here, not so fast. We need our aircraft carriers for our Marine Expeditionary Units, which is true. They don't fly around on airplanes. They ride around in ships. Now, the 737 aircraft that you've heard, the commercial version, the MAX 8 and the MAX 9 jets that have been grounded, that has not affected any of the U.S. Navy aircraft based on the Boeing 737 jetliner designs. They are not affected by the grounding of civilian planes. So the Poseidons and Clippers, which is what the Navy called them, are still up and flying and not having any problems, I might add. Now, the Air Force, back in February, grounded 60 C-130H Hercules aircraft after a review found their pre-1971 propeller blades could be susceptible to dangerous cracking and needed to be replaced. Well, that is, in fact, being done as we speak right now, and it's on schedule to be completed. Now, a former secretary at Langley Air Force Base has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for bilking the government out of nearly $1.5 million in overtime that they weren't eligible to receive over a 17-year period. Wow. Unbelievable. By the way, the Marines, a Navy audit concluded in 2018 found that the Marine Corps was not totally complying with guidance and instructions required by the Secretary of the Navy that aids in suicide prevention. More can be done, so they are definitely stepping up their game there. And the Navy's 2020 budget has more shipbuilding funds for the service It's more money than they've gotten in decades. But it also is cutting money for vessels that bring Marines to the fight, which means there'll be fewer ships for the Marines to ride on. And the largest Marine Corps exchange in the world opened its doors this week in Japan. Can't wait to see how that's working out. Also, the Colorado National Guard was very busy this past week in the overnight hours, rescuing hundreds of motorists stranded on Interstate 70, Interstate 25, Interstate 76 in Colorado because of the March 13th blizzard that went on. And kudos to them for the great job they did, too. Kudos to them. In addition, about two dozen people from Cuba who tried entering the United States aboard a 30-foot wooden sailboat about 50 miles off Long Key in the middle of the Florida Keys were picked up by the Coast Guard and then sent back to Cuba. The U.S. Air Force, by the way, has begun accepting KC-46 tankers from Boeing, but the service's top weapons buyer says it will remain vigilant for problems emerging from the company's production line. We'll see how that goes. And finally, the Army is planning to stop procuring the newest version of the CH-47F model Chinook helicopter for the conventional force after fiscal year 2020, closing out the program at the end of the engineering and manufacturing development phase. They're going a different route. More than likely, it will be the Ospreys that will be delivering them their new way forward. Now, getting ready to take another break, and I want to point out to everybody that next weekend on the 23rd, I will be in the northern part of our listening area, almost up into the Panhandle in Crystal River, at the Moss Family Automotive Nissan location there from noon to 4 p.m. We invite all our friends from South Georgia and Alabama and the Panhandle to come on over. It's only about a two-hour drive to Crystal River and take part in the third anniversary of Moss Nissan there in Crystal River. There'll be free food from noon to 4. I'll have a lot of stuff I'm giving out, including some free twosomes at the Plantation Inn golf course that's there, a great golf course indeed. For those that have played it, they know what I'm talking about. And we'll also be giving you the $500 discount coupons off whatever vehicle it is that you pick to buy, whether it's a brand new one or a certified pre-owned. Remember, you serve, you save. You serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and all 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing, saving them thousands of dollars off a brand new vehicle. And I'll be right back with the Highway and Byway Report right after these messages coming right up. Don't go anywhere. It's Captain's America broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now,
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked out Pete, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
All righty, that's Leland Martin, and he's joining us, one of the Ice Road truckers. And I'm pretty sure the ice road is starting to melt because flooding in the central U.S. and parts of Canada is now swamping some small towns, forcing residents along waterways to evacuate. Now threatened to temporarily close a nuclear plant, also shut down stretches of a major river and an interstate highway, foreshadowing a difficult spring flooding season. Now, the high water, prompted by a massive late winter storm, pushed some waterways to record levels in Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota. Now, the flooding was the worst in nearly a decade in different places in those areas, though the situation was expected to improve quickly in many places over the weekend, according to Mike Gillespie, who is with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. But in eastern Nebraska, flooding worsened on Friday and remained a big concern in the lower Missouri River region, which is the major source for the Mississippi River. Now, with the Weather Service issuing warnings of high water along the river and its tributaries from southeastern South Dakota to St. Louis and Missouri. And about 45 miles northwest of Omaha, the town of North Bend, home of nearly 1,200 along the banks of the Platte River, emergency workers used small boats to evacuate the residents. Also Friday afternoon, officials asked residents of Valley, home to nearly 1,900 people just west of Omaha, to evacuate their homes. And within hours of that request, anyone left in the city found all access in and out cut off by the floodwaters from the Elkhorn River. Now, this is going to be a problem over the weekend because, again, major record and historical river flooding will continue in those areas. Now, luckily, there's not a lot of severe weather in the forecast. Bad weather, there just isn't. So they'll be lucky this weekend. So they'll be able to get through this a little easier than what it had been the other way around. But let me just tell you where the rain is, because there is rain in the forecast, and it's predominantly central part of the U.S. and north. Now, going out west, you got rain east of Snoqualmie in Washington State through the whole upper north to south and all the way across the northern part of Idaho to include Boise. All of the state of Montana will be getting rain today. About one-third, the northeastern one-third of Oregon will be getting rain today. We'll also have rain scattered across parts of Wyoming. And right now there's heavy fog in Wyoming. When you come in from Utah, where the entire eastern part of Utah in the mountains is getting rain tonight, west of Denver, mountains there from Wyoming all the way down to New Mexico, you're getting rain tonight on and off. You're also getting rain over in Nebraska to the eastern half of the state, Omaha. We just talked about your situation there. And right on down the Missouri River all the way down to the Kansas border. You'll have rain in Iowa, the southwestern part and the central part of Iowa. You'll have rain in Wisconsin, across central, and it looks like Milwaukee will be getting some rain today, and southwestern Wisconsin. Also, western Michigan, you'll be getting rain today. And you'll have scattered rain in Tennessee and down the Mississippi Valley to include the central part of Mississippi and the central part of Louisiana, where you should be getting some rain today on and off. Now, there's fog in North Georgia as you approach Chattanooga, going up I-75. Be careful there. You also have some high winds tonight in the mountains of Virginia, along Wytheville and up 77, so be careful there tonight. You've got quite an area of rain tonight in upstate New York, from Watertown east all the way to Vermont and into New Hampshire, raining steadily there as we speak. You've got fog tonight in Maine, I-95 from Bangor east to the Nova Scotia line, and then going north towards Presque Isle and Caribou, you've got fog up through there. You've got patchy areas of fog from Massachusetts down through Rhode Island, down through Connecticut, parts of Long Island, and the extreme northeastern part of New Jersey. You'll have patchy fog there tonight, as well as some fog showing up right now in Delaware, in Maryland, in the ocean part of Virginia right now along Chesapeake Bay. You've got some patchy areas of fog there. Now, keep in mind that our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive consists of four dealerships, and it's the you serve, you save policy that they have that is bringing them customers from all across the United States. They are one of the few and possibly one of the only car dealers that offers the You Serve, You Save policy, which is active duty military, all veterans, all active duty EMTs, firefighters, police, all retirees, all 911 dispatchers, whether you're active or retired, get preferred pricing on your new vehicles at Moss Family Automotive. Now, they have the Chevy dealership in Tampa at 16414 Northdale Mabry Highway. They have two Nissan dealerships, one in Crystal River, where I'll be next weekend, the 23rd, from noon to 4. Look forward to seeing many of you there. And they have the flagship Nissan store in Newport Richey. And then they have the Moss Wholesale to the Public store in Homosassa Springs, which is where a lot of different things they take in trade shows up. For example, you might find a motorhome there. You might find a boat there. Might find a motorcycle there. Might find an RV there or a camping trailer of some sort. A lot of different things show up there. So that's on U.S. 19, Homosassa Springs. So that's the four locations. And again, if you buy certified pre-owned, it's also pretty good there, too, because you get to buy the certified pre-owned at wholesale price. Buy one, buy two, buy three, buy ten, whatever you want to do, wholesale price. And you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, free oil changes for the life of the vehicle, free tire rotation for the life of the vehicle, long as you own it, and much, much more at Moss Family Automotive. So Google them, Moss Family Automotive, or give them a call at these two numbers, 727-815-3095. That's 727-815-3095 or 813-969-2600. That's 813-969-2600. Those are the numbers to call. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, guess what? That's an extra $500 off whatever the deal is that you made. Whatever the deal is that you made. So how about that? How about that? Isn't that something? Isn't that something? All right, well, coming up after the news, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, will be talking. And, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about the unusual situation in New Zealand. But we're also going to get into the Mueller probe and where that's going, because we're finding out, because of the Rick Gates court documents, some interesting things that are involving, of all things, the late John McCain's chief of staff. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.